Good morning. It is 10:34 a.m. We are here today, June 20, 2019, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Agatnyad, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 19005, Take Care Insurance Company versus Department of Administration. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. And for the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Edlyn Dalisay and Maria Teresa Bagana. Will appellant Take Care Insurance Company please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Louis Yanza for the appellant Take Care Insurance Company.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency Department of Administration please identify themselves and any institutional representative present for the record?
Shannon Titan, Office of the Attorney General. Present with me is Joseph Paris, also with the Attorney General's Office, and Janice Camacho, who's also with the AG's office. Sitting next to me is Leonora Pendoso. She is the DOA representative.
Okay, thank you. Will any interested parties please identify themselves and any institutional representative present for the record? Any interested party?
I don't think they're here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, just for the record, Mr. Yans and I, who happen to be in the same courtroom in the Superior Court this morning, had a brief conversation. The gist was, he was asking what time this particular hearing was, and I thought it may have been at 10. He was corrected at being at 10:30, but that was our brief conversation because we were both stuck in line, so to speak, waiting for our cases to be heard. Mr. Yanser, for the record, did get out earlier than me.
That's
present on time.
All right, Mr. Watson, that's correct.
So, I was there as well.
Yeah, but I didn't talk to you. So.
No, we didn't speak.
But I'd say that's very much. Now, as a we're here for a pre-hearing conference, but as a preliminary matter, we do have a motion by the purchasing agency to dismiss this case. So, looking at briefing schedule, Mr. Yanza, do you think you can get an opposition filed by July the 8th? That's 2 weeks from now?
Yes.
A little more than 2 weeks from now,
sure.
Because
sure.
You can call me Mr. Camacho. I'm not a judge. I'm just a hearing officer. So. Really 2 weeks from now would be July 4th, which obviously is a holiday weekend, so July 8th, I think, would be the next reasonable date. Ms. Titano, would you be able to get a reply brief done by July the 15th? That's a week after that?
Yes, that's
all right.
Mr. Poncho.
Now, this is where we have to look at our calendars. The parties available to argue that motion to dismiss on July the 18th, 9:30. Make sure we're clear on that date as well. Did you need your calendar back?
We have it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
July 18th is fine with me.
Sure. What time?
9:30. Okay, so we'll have the hearing July 18th at 9:30. I'll put this in a briefing schedule after this particular hearing. All right. Now, for the pre-hearing conference, let's see here. I know that the purchasing agency has waived their right to a hearing. Mr. Yanza, that is available to your client as well, in which case I would use the procurement record as well as the pleadings filed by the parties to decide this matter as a hearing officer. Did you file a request for a hearing in this matter?
Yes, we did, Your Honor. Mr. Camacho, yes, we did.
Okay. Do you still persist in that request?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to schedule a hearing. Now, that's assuming that we don't grant the motion to dismiss. Looking at schedules here, let me see. Will the parties be available? Well, first of all, how long, Mr. Yanza, do you think it'll take you to try your case?
Well, Mr. Camacho, you know, I attempted to reach out to DOA's attorneys for a stipulation of facts, but they would only stipulate to several exhibits of my protest letter, which would be exhibits 2 and 5, or 14 and 15. That being said, I suspect I would need about maybe a full day, depending on the witness's testimony, to corroborate and authenticate the exhibits in the protest letter.
So one day. And the purchasing agency, Ms. Titano, how long would it take to try your case?
A day as well.
About 2 days. And then, so we hold the hearing on the 18th of July for the motion to dismiss. We should get a decision out by August 1st. Assuming we proceed with the hearing, are the parties available on, let me ask the OPA, are we available on August the 12th to the 13th?
So far, there's no scheduled hearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So August 12th to 13th?
I'm available.
I'm available.
All right. And then we'll start August 12th at 9:30 a.m. We'll plan on August the 13th as well.
Mr. Camacho, I'm
yes.
Sorry. You scheduled the motion to dismiss for July 18 at 9:30. Mr. Byrne, who wants to be president of the hearing, is not available at that time. And so could we get...
This is not a fact-based motion.
Right.
It looked like it was based on the record,
yes.
And it's a matter of law. Am I correct?
Correct, Mr. Camacho. But Mr. Byrne had asked if he could be present at all proceedings, and so I'm coordinating.
Is Mr. Byrne present today?
No, he wasn't unable to attend today, and that's why Ms. Kendosa is here to advise of us of his availability to attend future proceedings.
When does Mr. Byrne believe he'll be present?
He is available that afternoon if you want to schedule it on Thursday the 18th. He's just not available at 10 a.m. that day.
How about 2 o'clock on July the 18th?
I'm fine.
That's fine. Thank you, Mr. Bridger.
All right, so we'll hold that at 2. And... so we're still looking at August. Okay, so 2 o'clock on July the 18th for the motion to dismiss. And I'll put this, like I said, in a notice of hearing and a briefing schedule. And for the scheduling order for the hearing on the appeal itself, we're looking at August the 12th and the 13th. And I'll put that in the scheduling order as well, along with all the dates to file your exhibits, so on and so forth. All right. Now, as is a pre-hearing conference, I think you've already discussed that you try to formulate and simplify the issues. You did have a little bit of traction there, but not a whole lot. Is that correct? Okay, I just have to encourage the parties to continue to do that. If there are any issues concerning the exhibits, such as authenticity, so on and so forth, please bring that to my attention via the appropriate motion as soon as possible. Likewise, I encourage the parties to... continue to explore the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts and basically the authenticity of documents to avoid protracted essentially hearings and the need to rule on the admissibility of the evidence. Okay.
As I understand, Mr. Camacho, the rules of evidence are relaxed, so to speak, before the OPA, correct?
I wouldn't say lax. I would say they don't apply, essentially. But it does have to have at least the indicia of reliability, okay, of truthfulness. So this is an administrative proceeding. But you are correct in that the formal rules of evidence don't apply. Give deadlines in the scheduling order for submission of witness lists and exhibit lists for the respective parties. Do we need, or at this time, do I need to adopt any special procedures? Are there any issues that the parties seem to be or anticipate to be protracted that I need to be aware of at this time?
Not that I'm aware of, as far as you.
Well, usually this is where somebody would say, one of our witnesses is off island. Do we have that issue at all?
No.
Well, it's a little premature for me to say that, Ms. Camacho, only because now we have the hearing dates scheduled for between August 12th and 14th. So I will make an earnest attempt to begin contacting my witnesses, but I see or foresee no issues
okay.
for now.
Now, if one of the parties is trying to have a witness appear telephonically or electronically, it's up to that, because what you see is what the OPA has. Okay, notice it's not like Superior Court with a much larger budget than us. They have television screens, so on and so. We don't have any of that, so if there is that issue and the desire to get a witness in that way, you're going to, I think all we do have is, we have a teleprompter, a telephone.
We have the telecon.
We have a telecon, but that is it. Okay, so if you're going to get your client here any other way, you're going to have to make those arrangements, and I need to know about that in advance. So it doesn't sound like we have that issue at this time, though. Let's see. Are there any other matters that the parties have that could facilitate the just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of this action? Just going by the numbers here.
No.
No. And then finally, to the party's knowledge, is any person who has to appear at the either the motion to dismiss hearing or the actual hearing on the appeal, does anybody need any special accommodations that you're aware of that I need to prepare for at this time?
None.
Okay. So I'll be issuing my scheduling order as well as a notice of the appeal hearing as well. And are there any other issues I need to address at this time by the parties?
None.
All right. So this hearing is concluded. We are going off the record at 10:45. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.